AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, jurors begin deliberating the guilt or innocence of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Our Denise Lavoie, who's covering this trial, says Tsarnaev's lawyers have already told the jury he did it.
Mr. Tsarnaev's attorneys said, look, just as they said in the opening statement, we're not going to deny that he participated in these attacks, that he worked with his brother on these attacks, but they said the simple fact is that his brother is the one who planned the attacks and enlisted his brother to help him in the attacks. They said if not for Tamerlan Tsarnaev, these attacks would not have taken place.
Legal experts say the strategy here appears to be to admit his part in this and hope the same jury will sentence him to life, not death. The president's talking about the tentative nuclear deal with Iran. For the first 10 years, Tehran would be kept a year away from getting a nuclear bomb, though the president says that that buffer period could shrink to almost nothing after 13 years or so. The president tells NPR, this is a good deal, even if the Iranian regime remains anti-American.
We want Iran not to have nuclear weapons precisely because we can't bank on the nature of the regime changing.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney's new book comes out this fall, and in it, he accuses the president of abandoning the tradition of American leadership in the world. Iraqi forensic teams in the newly recaptured city of Tikrit are examining bodies from exhuming bodies from mass graves. Islamic militants pushed out of Tikrit are believed to have killed hundreds of soldiers there last year. In Kenya, where militants killed 148 people at a university last week, students marched today honoring the dead and demanding that the government provide more security for them. This is AP Radio News. A Republican senator officially begins his campaign for the presidency today. Our Jerry Boatlander's on Capitol Hill.
2 years after he brought the Senate to a halt with a 13-hour filibuster,
I will speak until I can no longer speak.
Senator Rand Paul is ready to join the race for the GOP presidential nomination. A new campaign video calls him the man who will stand up to defeat the Washington machine and unleash the American dream.
It's time for a new way, a new set of ideas, a new leader, one you can trust.
Following today's announcement, Paul will visit four states that have early contests. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
A 115-year-old Detroit area woman is now listed as the world's oldest living person. Geraldine Talley was born in 1899. She has some advice for the rest of us. Treat the other fellow like you want to be treated. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.